Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Well, welcome to 2021.
Happy freaking New Year. Good riddance to 2020, and let's start fresh in 2021.
And we're actually taping this on January 1st, 2021.
Because we're timely like that, Anne.
We are right on it. We actually celebrated New Year's in your backyard.
In the backyard, social distancing, freezing cold.
Yeah, thank God you have a TV in your backyard. Because then we watched Andy. Did you watch Andy and Anderson afterwards?
No, but I saw clips of it where Andy was calling out de Blasio and...
They were wasted and Anderson was giggling like crazy and it was so funny with Snoop Dogg.
I saw that.
And Anderson had to walk off because he was laughing so hard and you can hear him like his giggle. It was hilarious. I freaking love them together.
I love them too. And Anderson, I don't think drinks a lot. He can't really hold his alcohol.
Oh, not at all. That's why it's so fun.
And people were like shaming Andy for what he said about de Blasio and cleaning up New York City. And I didn't have a problem with it.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that part. So I really didn't have a problem with it.
He was making fun of him dancing. He said he was dancing. And
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. He doesn't hold back when he has a cocktail. No,
people have a lot of problems with Andy Cohen right now.
Lately,
and
I can't figure out why. That.
Why are they picking on him so much?
People are... reaming him. I mean, they really have a terrible reaction to Andy, and I don't know why. Are they just sick of him or what?
I think it's stemming from the way he addresses everybody at the reunions. Doesn't it seem like that?
But personally, I think he's done the best ever.
Yeah, he's getting better. He's asking the hard questions.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's picking sides.
Oh, I don't think so either. He was equally as critical to Candace as he was to Monique,
right.
I think.
I think so,
he
too.
He did go after Candace. But he also went after Giselle. He went after Karen.
He doesn't have any allegiance to these ladies anymore. He doesn't hire. He doesn't fire. He actually doesn't even work for Bravo, I don't think.
Exactly.
So
he's
just
about Ashley
doing the
Darby
reunion.
and Michael and his behavior. And he didn't hold back. And he did what a host should do, what we want a host to do.
Are they blaming him for them bringing up all the old shit, like when they show all the old scenes or the hidden scenes, the scenes that weren't shown? Are they blaming him for doing that, like the editing?
Well, they were talking about him calling out Monique, kind of making fun of her, that she's an artist, a singer.
Oh, right.
So he made fun of that, which have you heard her song?
I didn't even
Drag
listen.
Queen?
And it was dropping the night of the reunion.
Okay. It is awful.
She said she's been writing music for a very long period of time.
Well,
has she ever performed the music that she writes?
Actually,
though?
The video and the choreography were good. The song sucked.
It's not a horrible song. Not enough synthesizing on the voice.
Oh, well, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of that. But the song itself was terrible. She's not going to sell any of those.
Well, no.
The song is right in alignment with Melissa Gorga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of a repetitive... Mm-hmm. You know, hook.
Does it have a dance beat to it?
That's a stretch.
It's no tardy for the party.
It's no freaking tardy for the party.
Or Money Can't Buy You Class. I mean, there's just so many classics from these housewives. Before we go into the reunion, the Potomac reunion, kind of just want to touch base on this last year. You have a little in memoriam for the Bravo housewives that we've lost this year.
Yeah, I do. And I was looking back trying to, you know, put together what happened in 2020, but there was so much. There was no way I could capture all of it.
Mm-mm.
But we lost so many Bravo celebrities in 2020. Just kind of going down the list, Tamara and Vicky.
Hold on. I believe we need a background.
Memories.
Don't you love those when they do those in memoriam? The song makes you cry more than seeing the people that have passed.
Well, they're gone, but not forgotten, especially Tamara and Vicky, because we keep singing freaking Tamara in every single scene in Orange County, which is a whole nother issue that pisses me off. NeNe's gone. Jax and Brittany. Hallelujah. I'm so glad those two are gone. Kristen and Stassi. Hannah and Kate Chastain from Below Deck. Monique is now gone. She bowed out at the last minute after she supposedly got her contract.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne Locken, which we just saw. Dallas. Denise Richards. Teddy Mellencamp is gone.
Hallelujah.
I know. Tinsley Mortimer and Eva Marcel.
Oh, right. Eva.
All gone.
Yeah.
Did I miss anybody? I'm sure I missed someone.
I mean, you said people that I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It mm-hmm. is a lot of housewives. We don't usually lose that many. We lose maybe one a year.
Oh, Dorinda. And Dorinda. I forgot Dorinda.
Oh, Dorinda.
Yeah. Now, Dorinda, out of all of them, is probably the one that I...
The most shocking?
The most shocking yeah. and the one that I would have liked to have seen stay.
Yeah. I think she had a really rough year. It was so hard to watch her.
I think she'll be back. I think they could have made her like more of a friend of, like they did to Luann for that and one
then
season.
You, yeah, and then you slowly bring her
and
back in.
And then you kind of reboot mm-hmm. and then you bring them back.
Dorinda's so great. Unless yeah, she's doing good. Something else. I mean, she's hanging out with Bethany right now.
I have a bad feeling in my stomach like we're going to see Tamara back, and I'm not going to be happy with that.
I would not be happy with that either. I don't want to see her back.
That's a lot of Bravo Lebs that we've churned through.
Yeah. And then I kind of went through and tried to grasp all of the shows, the Netflix and all that, that we caught, you know, starting in January before COVID started. We had The Circle.
That's right.
We had Cheer, which is really kind of weird.
That Cheer I didn't see.
You didn't watch Cheer?
No.
It was really good, except now, you know, one of the main guys in Cheer that everybody loved.
Oh, wait
loved.
A minute. Yeah, the junior college. Yeah, yeah. I did see Cheer. Never mind.
Remember?
It seems like such a
so
long
that
time
guy,
ago.
I think he's been arrested
he
now.
He has been arrested. For child pornography. Mm-hmm. Sad. He was like the starring, oh, like one of the main cast
him.
Members.
Yep.
Terrible.
So then we were introduced to Family Karma.
I know, which we
love that. And I think that does have a second season coming. I think they've maybe even filmed it or started filming it.
Good.
So that's good news. We had Camp Getaway, one of our favorites. I don't know how well it did.
I don't think it did well.
I enjoyed
it. But we liked it.
Thought it was fun. Then we had, remember The Stranger on Netflix, the English one?
Oh, my God. That was the best.
One of the best miniseries or one and done shows that we watched. We had Listen to Your Heart, which is a Bachelor filler, which
I don't think that's
didn't get
come back.
Great reviews. I don't think that'll come back. By the way, we talk all about The Bachelor with Justin from Justin Takes the Batch on his podcast. So if you go and listen to his latest podcast, we guested.
We had a guest appearance.
We co-hosted. Did a co-host with Justin on his podcast, and we talked all about the year in Bachelor. That was so much fun. We just did that last week, so. That's out on Justin Takes the Batch podcast. We had Love is Blind, which was a huge Netflix.
Yeah, that was good.
Everybody loved Love is Blind, which is interesting because I feel like there's been so many other shows that are better than Love is Blind, but people started picking up on that during COVID. So that's kind of when we were all home looking for new things to watch.
We were desperate, Anne. We were watching everything.
We definitely
everything
were.
Everything and anything.
I even watched Outer Banks, Money Heist, and then we found MAFS Australia. And that was a huge filler for us. We loved MAFS Australia.
And that was a long one. It started like in March, mm-hmm. right? And it went to when? September?
Yeah. I'm hoping we get the season that is airing now in Australia. They're brand new. And I hope they bring it over. I hope, you know, it wasn't just for one time only.
Yeah, me too. Because it's completely different than the U.S. MAFS. Mm-hmm. But we loved every minute of it.
Loved it. We had Love Island Vegas, which we totally bought into. Tiger King. Tiger King
that
was
seems
just
like so long ago. I can't even believe it was this
Everybody knew about Tiger King. Everybody. Yeah. And in fact, did you see that his lawyers are heading to the White House right now to try to get him pardoned? Can you imagine?
I wouldn't be shocked if he's
I wouldn't
pardoned.
Be either. The Undoing, which is a recent one that we all loved, hated, whatever. The Indian Matchmaking Show. Remember that?
That was good.
Very good.
That was good.
Dr. Foster that you turned me on to.
Loved it.
About three seasons of that.
Yep.
I loved Call My Agent. Nobody else watched it because it's
you had to read
French
Anne.
And subtitle. The Vow and Seduced, which was the NXIVM.
Okay. Those I loved.
Emily in Paris, I loved. I don't care. It was an escape. Even my husband watched it. And he's like, it's ridiculous, but it's so much fun.
Everybody says that about that show.
Yeah.
It's so stupid, but they can't stop watching
it. I thought it was so fun. Queen's Gambit, probably one of our favorites,
fantastic.
Right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I watched Bollywood Wives. And then we had Murder on Middle Beach. And
yeah, I finished that
one,
too.
That was kind of one of our latest ones. Bridgerton. I'm only on episode 4.
I'm on
loving
7.
It so much.
Oh, wait. It gets better.
Listen, I'm savoring it. Me and my daughter are watching it together. She leaves on Sunday, so we're not going to be able to finish. We may. I don't know. We may just like hunker down. But we want to savor it because we're enjoying it so
much.
How
many episodes are there? 10?
8. I think only 8, Gina.
I only have 2 left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I think you're getting near the end.
It's so well done.
Shonda Rhimes, baby.
It's, yeah. And that,
it's just, so I have always been a Jane Austen fan. Mm-hmm. I remember watching Pride and Prejudice with, who's my guy who played Darcy? I was just watching him in Love Actually. What's his name?
Hugh Grant?
No, the other English, the other tall.
Oh, the other guy.
Can't believe
he's very famous. I can't think of his name.
He's very famous. It's going to drive
Colin,
me nuts. Colin Firth.
Firth.
The first time I ever saw him was the very first Pride and Prejudice on A&E. And I remember it was a 10-episode series, and I freaking was dialed in. Then I found everything ever Jane Austen related. I had all those DVDs. This just brings me back to that really fun, beautiful
It's very
show.
Clever, yeah. And whoever the Duke is, who plays the Duke? He is extremely
He's a brand new actor.
Oh, my God. He's going to be huge. He's freaking gorgeous.
The one who played the prince, he was in... Did you ever watch Unreal, which is like the fake Bachelor?
The Bachelor one? Yeah, but he was in that?
Yeah, he played like one of the Bachelors.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks totally different. He's really good looking.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not so much as the
prince. No, I don't think
prince,
so either.
But
yeah.
It's very, very good.
Very fun. So anyway, we watched a lot this year.
It's all we've done. That's all we've watched TV.
Haven't read anything, but I've watched a lot
of TV. We have
every
streaming service known to man. And
also, I just saw that Summer House is coming back February 4th.
Yeah,
so they filmed. Like, I didn't realize that.
No, because they've been showing the trailer, but all of a sudden you don't hear anything about these shows like Dallas, and then boom they
it's
didn't
on.
Give us any
heads up
coming attractions on Dallas. It's just like, oh, sneak peek on, you know, that's like,
well,
what?
Maybe did they, but I fast forward through the commercials. Do you think they did? And I just fast forward.
You know what? I don't think Dallas gets great reviews.
I don't think so either. Well, we'll talk about it, but the Brandy situation doesn't help.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Dallas. So anyway, should we talk about Plathville a little bit?
Yeah, let's, because this week, well, next week, today's Friday. I keep forgetting what day it is.
Yeah.
On Tuesday is the finale.
Oh, and it looks
really good.
This show, we've heard from a lot of viewers that have messaged us saying, oh my God, I'm just starting to watch this and it's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I don't think we oversell it. I think it sells itself. You just have to start it and kind of get into the lives of these people and realize, whoa, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's all put on to me.
No.
It feels like it's very authentic.
Definitely. And I hope that the more they go on, it doesn't get a little more fake. Because there's some things that I thought were a little put on. Like the dildo comment this week. That felt a little fake to me.
But they are sort of naive.
They are very naive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say one thing about last week's, because we didn't talk about last week's episode. When Ethan, he goes and him and his wife are in L.A.
Oh.
And they have a conversation about him. Really, his parents never talked to them about sex. He didn't know anything about anything. The reproductive system, nothing. And not until the night before his wedding did his dad maybe sit him down and talk to him about having sex with his wife.
Which is bizarre.
Crazy. So he told the story of when he was 13 and the first time he didn't even know what he was doing, but he basically was masturbating. He was at church and he decided to lay, or he was tired and he went under his parents' chairs and he was laying down. He started rubbing and he fucking like... basically masturbated laying under his parents' chairs at church.
I thought that was really weird because I thought 13 is kind of old laying underneath.
Oh, well, yes.
Chair. I mean, but their biological age doesn't match their mental.
Feels so bad for him. Can you imagine him
they
getting
were suppressed
up from that?
So much. It's such an unhealthy way.
Mm-hmm. I think Ethan, what is he, 21, 22? And he's just learning about all of himself and what it means to be a husband. This poor kid. And he's trying so hard.
He's trying so hard, but his wife is almost a little, she's edgy for him.
Yeah.
And she's trying to push him, you know, but he's not ready. Now, Micah and Mariah are going to do much better because they're on their own and they're figuring things out on their own and they're exploring, and she's got the boyfriend and, you know, he's dating and they're much more wise than Ethan is and they're younger.
Yeah. I think his wife, Olivia said it too. He doesn't like to get out of his comfort zone. He doesn't like change. So anything different for him feels strange. These other two, Mariah and Micah, they want the change. They want to experience things. I think Ethan would be very happy in his little bubble. He doesn't need to change anything. But his wife is growing and wants to grow in their marriage. When they went to this tantric yoga, oh my God. The fact that he didn't know what he was doing.
He just Googled it and they end up at a tantric.
Oh God. But, which is funny because that was at Joshua Tree and we were there. Yeah. We were just there at Joshua Tree.
You missed it.
Yeah. I missed it. Damn it. If I'd only known. We could have done it as a family. How lovely would that have been?
I'm sure Matt and Hannah would have loved that.
Him opening up about things and realizing, my God, I didn't even stick up for my wife when they showed that scene from season one. And I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
That Ethan's parents, Kim and whatever his name is.
Barry?
Yeah, I think it is Barry. Kim and Barry basically calling her character out.
Right out in front of her.
In front of the whole family.
Yeah.
Like, do you think your character needs changing and everything? And then him just standing there not saying anything. But that's why he has so much resentment building up towards his parents and against his parents.
Yeah, and I think we see it all come to a head next week.
Well, they're moving also, right?
They're supposed to be moving away. I mean, Olivia wants to get away, and I can't blame her.
I can't, you know? Either. I just think it's so sad because Ethan's brothers were his best friends and he has no communication or contact with them.
And for those parents to keep the younger kids away from the older kids because they think that they're going to be a bad influence is so freaking messed up.
Micah and Mariah are such good kids.
Totally good.
Poor Mariah. She's the one I really feel for because she questions every little thing she does. Just because she likes to dress maybe a little provocatively, that's how 16-year-olds dress. She wears the red lipstick, maybe a little too dark,
a little too much
eye makeup. But that's just experimental. She's just trying to figure things out. But she's a good person. She's such a sweet soul. And for them, you know, not let her be that way.
Yeah. I think the clothes and the makeup are almost a rebellion against the way she was raised. Did you see when the sister came over and she was dressing up her sister? And oh my God, the sister was so uncomfortable in the clothes and they weren't even
risque. They were a little short. And that sister is very prim and
conservative.
Yeah. The way she dresses, she's very prayerful.
But she looks so pretty.
I know, and she's such a sweet girl. Like, she misses her sister. I feel so sorry for her. She's the only one at home that's the oldest, and she's only, what, 15?
She's 15. I think 16? She's going to be 16.
Yeah, because she's going to get her
but
license.
But she's so non-judgmental toward her sister, even though her sister's not like her and doesn't, you know, dress like she does and wears the makeup. And she's okay with it. She just comes
to terms
with
it. She's like, it's just different. It's just different than what I would be doing.
Exactly.
I feel for these kids. But finally, I felt the compassion towards Kim when they went to the gravesite of the little baby Joshua. And them all talking about how the father in particular, Barry, said, I had to, from the beginning, put it out of my mind that it was Kim's fault. Because if I let myself go there, I would never forgive her.
Well, and that's a hard thing to do.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's separate from the way that they've raised those kids because that's a completely different. I don't think the baby's death is why those kids are raised the way that they are. I think they were already on that path. And I didn't realize the other kids were in the car.
I didn't either. And the one, oh gosh, that daughter.
The daughter.
She said, I'll never forget what happened that day. And
no.
Like, oh God, I don't even want to say she felt Kim run over the baby.
They never talked about any of it. They never went to counseling or therapy or anything. They never even discussed it. They brushed it under the rug, and that is so unhealthy.
So sad. And you know what? I do feel for Kim. My God, the amount of guilt and shame that she has and goes through.
Right.
But
you kind of have to compartmentalize
that has nothing to do with how you raise your children.
I agree.
And sheltering them. And I just don't think it's healthy to be doing that.
No.
I just think Mariah is so mature because when she was at that gravesite and she said, you know, it wasn't just them who lost a son. It was we lost a brother. We were hurting and are hurting as much as they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
These thoughts then, these things she says are very mature for how she was raised.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel sad for those kids, but it's such a good show.
It's like, really good. Oh my God. It's like a you know, peek into the life of how they live. Which is so weird.
It's just so different. than anything we've ever seen. Because right. it's not like that. Like I said, it's not like 19 Kids and Counting where it's just they're just good, wholesome fun. This is wild.
Yeah. I feel sorry for those young kids that want to see their siblings, too. It's just so wrong.
It's so wrong. Should we go a little Bravo?
Do you want to talk about Potomac real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the Potomac finale.
So it was the third part of the finale, which was 90 minutes.
My favorite because the husbands were on.
Yeah, and it was good.
It was intense. It was really good. I will say that I was most shocked by Chris's behavior. Monique Samuels.
Yeah.
He walked out there angry. He was ready for a fight.
He was pissed at Andy. Mm-hmm. He was pissed at... But then he checked himself and he was okay. He came around.
He did. And he also can apologize. He's got Monique's back 100%, which is what
a
husband...
he should.
Yes, a husband should have their wife's back.
I didn't like that... I mean, Michael Darby not being there was
chicken
intentional.
Shit. Of course.
We all know that. We saw the clip again of him grab-assing the producer mm-hmm. or whoever, cameraman. And Annie called her out on that, too. Just, you know, it's like, how many times is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
She makes so many excuses. It's interesting. She doesn't give Michael a pass. She'll say, yes, that was wrong. We're working on it. But here she's pregnant with his child.
She's dependent on him.
I don't know what it is. It doesn't make any sense to me. She seems so smart and so... confident in what she's doing.
I don't think she is.
But then she lets him just get away with all this shit. I don't understand.
No.
He's smart to not show up. He would have been raked over the coals like he normally is.
Every single person on that panel would have except Ashley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then of course Jamal wasn't there, which now we've heard from the actual side piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't even call it a side piece because I never believed that Giselle and Jamal have a real relationship anyway, but she went on Reality T and did a YouTube interview with Reality T and basically showed pictures of Jamal's house that she has had this long-term relationship with him for like 3 years. He told this woman that he was not with Giselle. It was just all for the show. And I don't believe, I mean, Giselle had nothing to say.
No. And looking at her, listen to the information that was being thrown at her.
You knew.
Her face, all of a sudden it looked like her makeup was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair was drooping. She looked exhausted. And she wasn't saying shit about anybody else anymore. She was silent.
Well, because she had nothing to say.
No.
Because she knew. She knows. And
she
said this from the beginning.
Yep.
We didn't believe it. There was no chemistry. Mm-mm. They didn't have any kind of love connection when they were together. He was never going to be in that Christmas photo. Mm-mm. It's all just a bunch of bullshit.
I guess she's just not enough. She doesn't feel like she's enough to hold it on her own.
Well, no, I think it's the storyline. She mm-hmm. doesn't have a storyline. So what else is she going to do?
But I mean, when she was first on, she wasn't with Jamal. I guess her storyline was their story.
Well, that and she was dating. Remember?
Yeah, that's true. She was dating a few guys.
But she doesn't need to have a guy in her life Mm-mm. to have a storyline because she's such a busybody.
She is.
She can carry her own.
She just stirs it up.
So now it makes me wonder, is she going to be back? Because she's not going to be able to use that storyline. Nobody's buying it.
Mm-mm. That's a good point. You wonder if she'll be back. I mean, I think I like Giselle. I think she just stirred up a lot of shit.
I think
this was a lame attempt to have something going on.
It was very lame.
It wasn't worth it. I just think it was a bad call on her part.
It was terrible. Yeah. I think she's essential to the show because she, you know, mm-hmm. she's a shit stirrer and we need a shit stirrer and she's funny. And then with Monique leaving, that leaves another spot open.
And the way Monique left, I mean, she waited till she got the contract, let everybody know she has a contract, and then said, I won't be back.
Well, yeah, because she wanted to make it clear that it was her decision.
I can't blame her for that. I think it was a good call on her part.
Yeah, very few housewives leave on their own accord.
No, and I also don't blame her for not coming back.
Well, I mean, she needs to consider her family and everything that's going on.
It's not looking good for her.
It's not.
It's not a good look. She has kind of looked bad from the moment she stepped on as a housewife. She didn't come off as likable.
No.
She was very flashy with her. I have this many houses, this many cars. You know.
That's right.
Remember all that?
That's right.
And then I like Wendy. Oh, God. Did her husband look so hot?
He is.
In his tux. I love how he dressed
very
up.
Good
Wendy
looking.
Was pretty quiet through the reunion. There wasn't. She kind of stayed out of the drama.
Well, kind of. Don't you think she had to because of her position? Sure. And her-
well, I think she didn't need to be in the drama. She's enough on her own. I think she's a great addition. I even loved when, I guess it was Karen was saying something and Andy said, "Are you a doctor, Karen?" She goes, "No, no, no, I'm not a doctor." And then Wendy under breath said, "You know who is a doctor?" I mean, just so fucking great.
I hope she comes back. I'm not so sure she will come back, but I hope she does.
I mean, I think
she's
she
a balance.
Great.
Yeah. You know, she's a balance to the cast.
And she's got Candace's back. That's for sure. I also, well, yeah. I also can't stand the way Chris speaks.
No, he definitely has a
he changes his
accent.
Tone depending on who he's speaking to.
Right.
So when him, when Chris and Chris were kind of going at it and then they apologized and they said, "Listen, we had an agreement that we are not going to go at each other. We respect each other enough." And then at the very end, they kind of went to shake hands. And Chris Samuels is so big. He envelops little Chris. And it's like little Chris is under his armpit like, "Yeah, buddy. Okay, buddy. Whatever you say, buddy." It's like, oh, my God.
So that is that. Yeah. Potomac is done and over with until next season. And hopefully next season we won't be in a pandemic and they can.
Do you think that Karen and Ray will stick together, stick it out?
I think they'll stick together. Although he may go off to Florida and she may stay because she's not giving up that spot on Potomac.
But remember, he also said, "I wanted to do a kiss of
renewal.
Death renewal."
Oh, that's right. Andy goes, "Well, you know."
She was just so touched that he said that. I mean, he had to. He probably felt so fucking guilty.
It is a kiss of death and I would never do it.
Never.
It's just
we
not
always
my
say
thing.
That. Nope. No, thank you. Okay, let's move to the OC. They were still in Lake Almanor, Arrowhead, wherever that was. And Elizabeth started having a freaking panic attack because she starts telling her story of growing up in that weird cultish church and kind of being a fraud. She's having a hard time. She's having a hard time showing us her true self.
Yeah. And so she reveals a little bit of herself and the trauma and the drama of her cult-like religious upbringing. But then at the end, I didn't realize she was molested multiple times.
And that's why the pain is so deep. I mean, it sounded at first she was trying to make it sound like, "God, I just had a weird upbringing."
Yeah, exactly.
But then we realized, oh, it was because she was being molested by probably family members, church members.
Church members.
And then she told a neighbor or something what was going on, and that neighbor reported them. They said, "If you say anything, your family's going to be kicked out of the church, excommunicated, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And it was because of her that they were. And so she always felt like she had to take care of them because of that. And that's why she freaking married her billionaire husband.
Yeah, that's very messy. But she was, I mean, there was a whole FBI investigation. Mm-hmm. The church was shut down. It was kind of a big deal.
And it was because of her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot
now,
to take
How
on.
Did her mom come? I mean, because she's close with her mom now. Mm-hmm. So where was her mom when all this was going on?
Well, I think
on?
It was the mom's mother who was like the head of the church. And I remember her on Heather McDonald saying that her grandmother and grandfather lived in this huge like mansion where
they were taking money from the church.
They were taking money. So they lived in this big, opulent place, whereas her mother and their little family lived in this trailer park. So her father, I think her father got really pissed at her or something, remember? And they had to leave the church. And then he since died. I mean, it seems like her and her mom are really close. So, I mean, how could the mom blame her for something like that?
Yeah, the mom's on the show and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
But it shows that she did feel guilty. And I think we see a scene next week that she's talking to her brother. And her brother said, "Oh, yeah, I was molested also."
It's
awful.
Crazy.
It's sick. And they probably, I mean, if we know anything, we know that people, you know, in these older, tight families, they don't talk about drama. You don't talk about shit. Mm-hmm. So as a family, they probably never talked about it again.
Yeah.
This might be the first time. I think she said this the first time she's bringing it up. And I think she told her boyfriend for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, this runs deep. And now now this explains Elizabeth a little bit more and why she is who she is. And, you know, Bronwyn regrets that she dug up dirt. But now she turns around and Bronwyn's blaming Shannon.
Yeah.
Bronwyn is the biggest Debbie Downer this whole trip. I mean, she's freaking miserable.
Also, I don't like that she only feels guilty because Elizabeth had a shitty childhood and she's going through a lot. It's like, you should feel guilty because you're looking at this person's
You're being
past
a shitty person.
And yeah. you're being a shitty friend to her, and you're telling everybody. That's why you should feel bad about it, not because you found out that she had a shitty childhood.
Yeah, I don't understand where Bronwyn is coming from. So there's a lot of Bronwyn this last episode with mm-hmm. she's calling her friend...
Oh, yeah.
Her wife. And I mean, she
it's
starts to peel back
the
onion.
Very good friend who has a child.
It's the one that we keep seeing with her. We yeah, the saw blonde. A lot of her mm-hmm. on her Instagram account. We were wondering, is this her girlfriend? But it turns out this lady's married and has a kid.
But why was she at Bronwyn's house every single fucking day? We also seen the previews that Shane says you would rather be with anybody else than me.
Sean.
Like at this or Sean.
Yeah.
Getting the husbands mixed up again. She does want to hang around with him. And she even tells, who'd she tell?
Gina
or Gina?
Emily.
Oh, yeah.
When she closes her eyes and yeah. thinks about, or she doesn't think about Sean.
At all. Like she can't see him in her life at all.
Yeah. So she's dropping little nuggets and mm-hmm. hints here and there. So we're about to see this peel back.
God, nuts.
Exactly what's going on. I don't know. She's got a girlfriend now, and she's still living with Sean.
They put out a Christmas photo, and it's the whole family. And there's also the oldest daughter. It's her boyfriend's in the photo. And somebody asked, you know, who's the gentleman? And she said, oh, that's our daughter's boyfriend. He's part of our family.
That's like, weird.
That's
to...
strange. That kind of thing bugs the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
You don't. This is a young boyfriend and girlfriend. You don't add him to the Christmas photo.
I agree.
You can have him in a side photo. Like if you do 10 pictures, that's different. You don't put him in the family photo.
Not when they're young.
Talk about
like
the pressure.
That. No, that's strange.
Oh, God.
That's strange.
I just know that when, because there's five of us, brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. when all of us got married, we always did a family photo that was just
without
us. Without the husband, any husbands. Because like, you never know. And yeah. guess what? Over the years, a lot of those people shouldn't be in those photos.
We did that too. We did one with
smart.
And then we did
you
one
definitely,
without.
You know, your family's your family. You're always going to have your brothers and sisters.
Exactly. And it cracked me up. So they're in the middle of COVID. They're in the kitchen and they're cooking with the face shields on. But the minute they are done cooking, they're sitting
they
at the table
off.
And they don't have a face shield
they
on.
They make no sense.
Like, what's the point?
The only thing I can think of is it's the beginning of COVID and we just didn't really know. But then the ones that are cooking are using the face shields.
Yeah.
And then Bronwyn was standing there not cooking, no face shield. None of it made sense.
Well, then we find out that after, I don't know how many times Shannon, you know, tested negative, she finally tested positive and she's having a freaking meltdown, you know, about her lungs and which I understand it's scary, I'm sure. But oh my God. I mean, I feel sorry for John because she's so freaking dramatic.
I feel sorry for those girls too. When when she FaceTimed them and told them that she had COVID, they were like, okay, mom. And that one was like rolling her eyes. I was dying. And then she goes home. They know she's coming home.
They supposedly cleaned up.
This is very typical,
yeah.
in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
That when kids think they've cleaned up, no. It's not to our standards. But Shannon's feeling sick now. She's feeling very sorry for herself. She's pissed that her and John are fighting. And she's had it. Like, she's yelling at them. There's shit, dog shit everywhere. You guys are laying around the house. Listen, that would bug the fuck out of me also. And when you're not feeling well, oh, God, that would be awful.
Yeah.
She's just a lot. She's so dramatic.
She'd be exhausting. I don't know how John handles it. So she was mad because she had to leave. Because John told her, basically, she should leave.
Right.
But what did she want to do? I mean, stay there?
I think she was just still mad that his son was going out back and forth. No, she needed to go home to be with her
kids. She should have been with her kids.
Yeah.
And who cares if his son is coming back and forth? That's for him to deal with, not for her.
And, you know, it sounded like she's just so self-reliant on John because they haven't been apart in so long. That felt a little bit like maybe she didn't trust him when she was going to be home. I don't know. It was a weird thing. I know they're still together now. And
they are still together, but man, do I feel sorry for him.
I think she's pretty fun and funny, but she requires a lot of attention.
Exactly. She's very high maintenance, mm-hmm. and man, if you are not laser focused on her, then, I mean, we even saw it when the girls were FaceTiming her, and was it Elizabeth called her, and all the girls didn't get in frame and see how she was doing? She was all upset about it. I'm like, seriously?
She's
what
like,
is wrong
they
with
don't
you?
Care about me.
Poor her. Poor her. So next week we'll see more of Sherry, I guess Bronwyn's friend slash wife, quote unquote.
Slash possible lover who's married. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Don't know.
Also, we got a little bit of Jolie talking about Rick Leventhal. She's a pretty little girl. Yeah, and that she really likes Rick. Rick seems like a good guy.
He's very balancing. He's very calm, you know?
It just seems weird that he's so into Kelly because she's so fucking crazy.
Well, like I said, and guys like crazy, but we'll see how long this lasts because you can only go so long.
Wow. I didn't realize that he was living with them this whole time. Like, I did not know that. I kept thinking he was in New York and she was there. I didn't know that he really fully changed his job and lived there with them. And he still likes her.
And she requires a lot of attention, too.
Oh, God. She's just weird. I don't know how any guy could put up with that, right?
No, she's a lot. She'd be exhausting. I know my husband couldn't take it.
I mean, I'm sure that I'm exhausting for Dan. I can't even imagine this. Let's go to a little Salt Lake City. We didn't see a lot of Mary this episode, which I thought was really funny. We only saw her talking to her son on the phone.
Which was a very strange conversation.
It felt fake to me.
It felt very fake. Or she's just that wacky.
Because she's like, I saw that bag you bought for your girlfriend, the Prada purse, was on my credit card. Did you pay for that or did I pay for that? Well, you paid for that. Don't do it again. And then he's like, okay. And she's like, okay, love you.
Yeah, that was a weird.
Very strange.
You know that kid has a credit card and he probably charges all kinds of crap. And she just said that for the camera.
I just don't know how you can be so open like this when you have a congregation. And you're acting like buying a Prada purse, but your son buying a Prada purse for his girlfriend is going to be okay.
Well, not only that, Anne, when you yell at the congregation for only getting 14 birthday cards and that wasn't nearly enough and she doesn't want poor people around her.
I mean,
and then your son's buying a Prada purse on your credit card.
Listen, she wasn't on at all the rest of this episode. She didn't go to the couples thing. She didn't go snowboarding with them. She didn't go over to we knew she wouldn't go to Jen Shaw's house, but
yeah,
she wasn't at anything else.
No, we didn't see hardly any of Mary, and I'm wondering how much more we're going to see.
I don't know.
Mary better be careful. Like I said, she's got that congregation buying Prada purses.
Yes, she does. So Jen Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we see Coach Shaw with her, which is kind of fun. We see her two sons. Her one son is really sick in bed. Maybe COVID.
Yeah.
We don't know. But she's bringing him like some soup and they're so sweet. He's like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I mean, it was so nice. And then she's like, do you want me to cuddle up with you? Teenage son wants you to cuddle. He's sick. You think he wants his mom cuddling with him on camera?
He's like, no, ma'am.
I mean, when you're sick, you don't want anybody touching you.
Let alone your mom when you're that age.
So weird.
Like, be gone. Like, can you imagine?
I thought Coach Shaw. So we learned a little bit about their dating when he met Jen and they met at a bar.
I thought they met in college.
That's right. It was at college. And then he asked her out and she said, okay, but my family has to come with me.
Yeah. She brought a bunch of relatives with her and he had to pay for them all.
And it was a test and he did it. He passed.
I'm still confused by his job. So he must travel a lot recruiting.
Well, coaches actually are not home a lot. My son had a roommate whose father was a college football coach. Never home. Think of how many games are
plus
the practices.
For the games, but I guess he recruits on top of
it. He probably does both. So they aren't home a lot. But
man, she calls him all of the damn time. All the time.
It's a lot. He knew it, though. I mean, he said she's always been like this.
But I'm stressed. Can you imagine if you called Dan every time you were, I'm stressed today. Oh, God. I'm having a bad day. I'm stressed.
I think he would stop answering the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way. And then Meredith. We see Meredith and her husband kind of working things out, trying to get back together. But then there's this little side conversation going on that, you know, Jen Shaw, she's a little nasty, too. Mm-hmm. She's a little shady.
Yeah.
And apparently there was a picture of Meredith out with somebody else.
Well, she was somewhere in New York for some trunk party or something like that. And she said she overheard this guy say that he was madly in love with Meredith and that he couldn't wait to get back to, I don't know, the hotel or I don't know, something. Something that led Jen to believe that they were together and they were dating. And
but then didn't Mary or who said Heather said she saw a picture or something with Meredith with this guy?
Yeah. But Heather is kind of like, I'm staying out of it. It's none of my business.
Like a perfectly normal person would do and say.
Well, yeah.
Especially if Meredith is trying to get back in with her husband. They were separated. It sounds like they've been separated many times. Now, Brooksy is still driving me freaking crazy. Brooksy. Dad, thanks for coming to my show. Mom, you need to sell more of my clothes at your store.
No, Brooksy's got to go.
Get off your ass, Brooks, and sell your own fucking clothing. You're selling it at your mother's store.
And P.S., you have one design.
Actually,
one.
Jen Shaw was very funny. So you have a fashion show for one outfit, like a sweatsuit. How many sweatsuits are there? Nope, there's just one.
Just one. Just one. Yeah, Brooks, I'm done with. I thought he was kind of funny at first.
No.
I'm over Brooks. It's
kind of a pain in the ass.
He's a spoiled pain in the ass.
Yeah, and I think the dad can say, listen, next time I'll hope to make it. Like, shut the fuck up, Brooks.
Yeah, he's very rude to his dad.
He is. I don't like it.
And he needs to ease up on the chapstick. Brooks.
These shiny lips.
He's always got such shiny lips.
He's a beautiful boy.
He is a beautiful boy.
Keeping those lips nice and moist.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we see Meredith talk to her girls about Mormonism and that she, you know, is going back and forth about religion and how she feels about religion and kind of trying to break free from religion. So she's basically telling her kids, you guys make a decision and you decide what way you want to go. I'm not going to force you into this Mormonism.
Yeah.
You kind of do you.
Now, do we see her husband, her ex-husband next episode?
I think
was that
so,
him?
But he looked totally different.
I know.
Very
maybe,
thin.
Maybe it wasn't him.
I think it was him.
It seemed like the way they were talking that it was him.
Yeah. Because in the picture, he was a bigger guy,
yeah.
But this guy was very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then Lisa and her husband, that was interesting. So she really does run that show.
She runs him, too.
Yes. And all he wants is to be able to spend time with his wife. And she's like, no, we need to build this business. I need to build my empire.
Yeah, but, you know, newsflash, you're not going to build that big of an empire.
You don't think?
No.
No.
That I mean, tequila?
Tequila.
Vita tequila?
That was funny the way she explained
why
it's
okay. You can of course you're going to justify it however you want. If it makes you money, you're going to figure out a way to justify it.
So I still don't understand. Did the husband say they did drink then?
No, I don't think so.
Is it so they have a tequila company and they don't drink the tequila?
They don't
taste it.
I don't think so. Well, you know, they probably justify that too, and they taste it because it's research.
But when they were having dinner at Jen Shaw's and the guys were drinking and Seth was like, so Jen Shaw's husband is
Muslim
and they don't drink.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're like the Mormons. And then I thought Lisa's husband, well, he just said, no, I didn't realize Muslims didn't drink. But they're pretty Mormon, right?
Well, yeah, because
some believe more than others of different things. There's all different branches of the LDS community, I believe. Like sister wives and shit like that.
Probably. Different levels.
So maybe they drink. Well, like Heather considers herself still Mormon, but she drinks and stuff.
She drinks.
Yeah.
And so does Meredith. Well, Meredith. Well, see, now Seth said, oh, wait, you can't have.
Meredith's not Mormon. Meredith and Seth are not Mormon. Lisa and her husband are.
Okay, then it was Lisa's husband that said no caffeine.
Right.
No alcohol, no drugs.
Right.
But Lisa ordered a Diet Coke.
So I didn't,
maybe it was
they
a caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Well, true. I think they're saying that those are the rules, but maybe they don't follow
they break
all
the rules a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's all so complicated.
And then what about Whitney's dad? Ooh, he was trying to get out of sober living. That guy is he's not going to stay sober. And thank God they had that almost like an intervention at the sober living facility. He was crying because he was going to get a roommate. Sorry, dude, you have no fucking money. He wants to break free, Gene. He wants to start all over again. And then I love Whitney's like, so I understand you want to do this. How are you expect to do this? You have no money.
Well, he was hoping that
they would give
Whitney
him the money.
Would, and her husband would foot the bill to open another salon.
And I like that she called him on, what a horrible thing for a parent to say. Let me add up everything I paid for you as a child.
Oh, I know. That was bad. That was bad. Can you imagine?
You owe me for all of that.
No, then guess what? You shouldn't have had children. Well, if you weren't expecting to pay.
Yeah, and only an addict would do that because he just wants fucking more money.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still a mess. He has a long way to freaking go.
Yeah, 21 days was not nearly enough.
And if you're working on yourself, if you're going through those programs, you want to stay there because that's your safe space. He doesn't want to stay there because he wants to break free and he wants to go have a fucking drink. I didn't realize that he had a drink at the vow renewal. Did you?
No.
She said that's why he went into sober living, because he had a drink of their vow renewal.
Just one?
Well.
He probably had more than one. Huh.
Yeah. So that was kind of new information also.
Yeah. He's a mess.
Yeah.
The poor guy.
Anyway. I like to see a little more Sharif. I thought that was fun. I mean, to see the other side of Jen and stuff. It was weird, though, that he has one night at home and they invite all these people over.
I don't know.
I mean, he's never home.
Although they seem like... I mean, he answers the phone every time she calls.
He does. Also, they're filming for the show, so he should be on it at least once. We don't want to just see them together. We want to see them in a group.
Yeah, but Jen's a lot, man. She's a lot.
I did see somebody post that they got their Shaw Squad gear.
Mm. Oh, well.
So somebody's ordering it.
I hope you enjoy it. I don't know who's going to be ordering that shit, but I hope you enjoy
it. One person. Let's go to Dallas. We had the premiere of Dallas.
Yeah, which was a shocker. I kind of stumbled upon it, not even knowing it was going to be on. You reminded me.
Yeah, and on the day of the premiere, Deandra Simmons got out of...
she had COVID.
Yeah, the hospital. To go to the hospital and to be in the hospital a few days, that's freaking scary.
Yeah, that is scary.
I mean, they're only taking the very serious cases in the hospital.
That's why we try to social distance do our due diligence. Yep.
So, Cameron... Is she just being funny?
Is she trying to be funny
and telling the kids that COVID, the disease came from a bat and then someone ate the bat?
Well, that was what is that an urban legend that's how it was initially spread?
Yeah, I believe the urban legend was a bat, but it's not because somebody ate the fucking bat.
Well, that's what I heard.
That somebody ate the bat?
Somebody in China ate a bat. They were selling street food.
Oh my God.
And like your street food. But it was, that they ate a bat from a street vendor, a food vendor, and that's how they got it. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know. It seems like it would have to be more than that to spread globally. But
and then she was like, we don't know what's going to happen with this thing. We could all turn into zombies. Okay. Now she's trying to be cute and funny.
Yeah. She goes a little overboard with the cute and funny.
When she was doing the garage sale, that's so typical of people who have never really done a garage sale. They put out all their stuff, which is nice stuff, but you can't price it for just half the value. You know, you got to go really low. You don't do a diaper bag. I don't care if it's real eel or whatever the fuck that was. You don't do it. The real price was $500. You don't do it for $400. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you know what? They knew it was Cameron Westcott's. Yeah. Did you see the line? There was a huge line.
Yeah.
So she advertised Cameron Westcott from the Real Housewives of Dallas.
Hey, we'd be there.
I wouldn't call it a garage sale, though. I would call it like an estate sale.
Well, she said later it's an estate sale. Plus, all those ladies showed up, so that was fun.
Well, yeah, of course. Hey, and by the way, we're filming. But she said she made $23,000.
Yeah, poor Cord.
Who has a garage sale when you're that wealthy?
Well, that's what they were saying. Why did she need to have a garage sale? I've had a garage sale in my day, and it's kind of fun because you feel like, God, this is too good to just give to somebody. I don't want to sell it.
I know. And then you go, it's so much of a
was
hassle.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Getting it ready and the stress of people being close to your house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done with those, by the way.
We meet Tiffany.
Yes, I freaking love Tiffany.
Yeah, she's going to be good.
I don't see how she totally fits with these girls. With Deandra, yes. But this girl is hilarious.
She's funny. She's spicy. She's smart.
Her kids are adorable.
Yeah.
Her husband, I love them. I love when she goes, we met in the club. Boom, boom.
How old is she?
She's young.
She's pretty young.
I mean, she became a doctor at 23. Yeah. Anesthesiologists make fucking bank.
Yeah, they do. They're one of the highest paid medical doctors.
Love her. Well, and then, you know, the whole Brandy situation.
Yeah, I didn't know that we were going to rehash that in this season.
Well, we had to address it because she's back on and people had such a guttural reaction to her being back on.
They even showed the clip.
I know. I didn't know they would show that.
That's really humiliating.
Also, to have the new girl be Asian.
Tiffany had to address it because she's Asian.
Yeah, she's the only one who could address it.
Right.
she felt so horrible she had to go to somewhere because she was going to take her life. Like, she was thinking about taking her life.
Well, social media can be brutal.
Yeah.
And this video was dug up from, like, years ago. It's yes. not even something recent,
well,
right?
3 to 4 years ago. It wasn't like it was that long ago. Still really bad.
Yeah.
And it was her kids were there. It was with her kids in the video. It was just all really bad.
Terrible.
Hopefully they're just addressing it and moving on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it all yeah. season.
And I am glad. You know, Tiffany's like, listen, yeah, it was wrong and bad. And when she started telling her story, oh, my God.
Yeah, growing up in Beijing and staying with her grandparents from
age three to six. She didn't see her parents. And then they put her on a plane to New York City at 6 years old.
By
not
herself.
Having seen her parents in 3 freaking years.
Mm-hmm.
And from 3 to 6, those are formidable years that you grow to love, you know, these grandparents who you probably think are your parents.
Can you imagine putting a 6-year-old on a plane from Beijing no. to New York?
And doesn't speak English at all.
Yeah. That would freak me out.
And she's their only child. Why wouldn't you bring her? I mean, I understand trying to make a life and get things going, but...
Have the grandma bring her or somebody.
It's a lot. God, she has a story. I just love her, though. She's funny.
She's very funny.
She's smart. Like I said, I don't know how she's going to fit in with these ladies, but we'll see.
Well, I think she's going to bring some drama, and I think she's going to say what's on her mind, and mm-hmm. I think she's going to spice up Dallas.
You know, we didn't see much of Carrie. I mean, she was there at, you know.
The garage sale.
The garage sale, but that's about it. And she was a big thing. She was such a big deal last year.
Yeah, I think we're going to see probably more of her. I'm just wondering what's going on with her husband, because their relationship was kind of rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So
and especially during quarantine. All she said during quarantine was like, what's the highs and lows? And she said, I love spending time with my kids, yeah, not my husband.
No, she's kind of not very nice to her husband.
No, she's not. And then she said her business kind of has gone under. Since quarantine.
Her jewelry business.
Yeah, so now she probably
needs
the husband.
Which is weird, though, because it's an online... Well, people aren't going out, so you're not really buying jewelry. No. But it's an online business. Interesting.
Okay, well, you were right on Below Deck. Rachel came back.
Rachel came back.
You were right.
I didn't think... Kate Chastain told me.
And she did a really good job, but did you know that she was on America's Next Top Model? Did you see that clip?
I saw the clip.
Crazy.
She didn't get very far.
No, she was just a blonde... little young, probably 16 yeah. or something.
But oh my God, she can't handle her alcohol. She becomes
a bad drunk.
Yeah, totally.
And then Eddie, he was just pissed at her anyway. Like, she fucked them over. They were stressing about finding a chef. Like Captain Lee said, the only reason he let her come back was because he needed somebody.
Well,
they couldn't find anybody.
I mean, what's he going to do? He had to.
But they brought in a new guy, Rob.
Rob is cute, but he's very awkward.
I know, but I love that. And he has a little bit of a crush on Francesca. So that's throwing me a bit.
Yeah, but he has no game whatsoever.
No, but I love that he has no game. He's so cute, though. And he's kind of this calming guy. Like, he does his work. He gets it done. He's very smart. He's like a geologist or something.
Yeah, but Francesca is very funny. She's like, do you know how to fly fish? I'm looking for someone to teach me how to fly fish. And he just doesn't even get it.
He's clueless.
He's like, yeah, I know how to fly fish. And what about it?
No, he has no clue. That I think later on, Eddie's like, she's flirting with you. He's like, she is?
Yeah, you dummy.
Okay, so Brian, the head charter guest, they were stressed that this charter was going to be like, oh my God, these guys are ridiculous. They're so high maintenance. The food they want is just over the top. Well, they show up and they're so fun.
They're totally fun, totally nice. They're very appreciative of Rachel's work. They love the crew. They were amazing
guests. They were amazing guests. And so colorful, the French night. And, you know, Brian wears clothes a little too tight. And it's fantastic.
I just loved it. Oh, it was great.
So much fun. Accessorize. But what happens? Let's see.
Elizabeth gets demoted.
Yeah. That was mean. But it needed to be done because she's awful. She doesn't follow directions.
Well,
she doesn't hear or listen. She has to write shit down.
That, but she promoted her too soon. Like, she didn't prove herself, and she promoted her before she should have.
She was just pissed at Izzy. So wanted to make Elizabeth higher up.
Yeah, Francesca's not a great chief stew.
She's not.
Not at all.
I think she's good at her job, like doing a job.
Independently, but she's not a good leader.
No, she's not. Then James and Elizabeth are flirting a lot, and I think they make out in the hot tub.
Yes.
But then we see next week that he starts flirting with Aisling.
Yeah, which is a flip.
Yeah.
Because they didn't seem to have any kind of chemistry together.
No. He's cute. I mean, I think James is very cute.
They all just are intertwined on these
And the girls always go a little crazy. Elizabeth is saying, yeah, I've hooked up with guys before and it doesn't go well. So, you know, I'm trying to be good. And then she, of course, gets drunk. Her and James make out. And then she's like freaking psycho on him now.
Yeah.
They all do that.
They all do
Happened
that.
Happened last season, too.
Crazy.
I do love that when Rachel does drink, she comes back and she gets the munchies. And she's just in there eating the whatever was in the toaster.
Just anything and everything.
So last night, because of New Year's, I wasn't like really drunk, but we started drinking about 7:30. We didn't go over to your house. We both had our families with us.
Yeah.
And then we popped over your house probably about 10:45. Like it was later.
Late, yeah.
But I was kind of done drinking by that time. I was like, oh, I think I've had enough. I brought a drink over. I didn't even drink it at your house. But by the time I got back here, I was kind of like, I'm kind of hungry. You know, anything that's out, so pissed. And they had this fucking cornbread from a meal we had ordered. Just like opened that up and shoved it down my mouth. I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, but it you was probably good. Needed it if you
I
were
don't
drinking.
Know. But
just had to absorb a little
did not
alcohol.
Need it. I just wanted it and it was really good.
Once in a while. Really you're so good about watching what you eat and everything.
But I'm not. And now lately I'm just watching what I'm eating and it's anything I want. Once my children leave, it'll be a little bit easier.
Then
it's
different.
Hard
you want to
when
cook
people are
and
here.
I know.
Although everybody eats really healthy, but for some reason, the unhealthy gets in and I can't stop it.
I know. We all have that problem.
New year, new me.
That's right.
Let's do a little 90 Day Fiancé.
I forgot.
You forgot about 90 Day Fiancé.
God, it seems like that was a long time ago. Kind of was.
Well,
huh?
You know what? These are all moving very slow.
Oh, my God. So slow.
These women, not all of them, a good amount are awful. So Jovi and Yara. Jovi's not a great boyfriend. He's kind of an ass.
Well, I don't think he's really into Yara.
No, and Yara's awful. She's such a Debbie Downer. Nothing's good enough.
All of these women from the... I mean, I hate to stereotype, but the women that we've seen from Kyiv or the Ukraine, they're kind of all downers. Natalie, too.
They all pout. They're not fun.
No.
They're constantly
if they don't get
like,
their way.
They don't get my way. You don't like me. She's just so mean to Jovi's mom. Jovi's mom is lovely. And she's just saying, if you're going to get married here, I'd love to be a part of your wedding. I'll help you in any way that I can. Well, no, because if we get married here, then my family can't come and you can't come because my family would be hurt that you were there and not them. What a shitty thing to say.
Yeah, that's terrible. They're not going to get married.
I hope not. He is kind of being a jerk to her. You know, he's saying it's my apartment. I don't like anything you're picking out. He should have an opinion. I mean, it's his place too.
He shouldn't have said it's his apartment, but he's probably like had it up to here with
he's
her.
He's done with her.
And
she's a pain
she's
in the
so
ass.
She's so high maintenance.
And she was complaining about the mom. Like, oh, I didn't like the cooking. I don't like her place. I don't think she lives in a trailer park, by the way. She said, plus I don't want to get married here at a trailer park. That was a nice house.
It was a house on a piece of property, it looked
That's
like.
That's what I thought. If it was a trailer, it was a nice trailer.
It's in the bayou.
That's right. It's in the bayou. So then Andrew and Amira. This is an interesting one because she's from France. He's from right down the road here in Roseville, California.
He's an interesting guy.
I think he's an asshole.
He's a total asshole.
He starts out, you kind of like him. You know, he's kind of like a teddy bear. But a guy that works with his mother at a daycare center, that owns the daycare center with his mother, that creeps me out.
And dresses like characters from a book. Did you see when he was doing the video?
He had
a Cat in the Hat hat on.
Yeah. I thought he was like a cosplay guy, but I don't think so. And he also has the long hair like he's sexy and he's not.
No.
And she... I don't know about her. I think she just wants to get out of that lovely little village that is so cute in France. All live there. It's so adorable. But she doesn't fit in. That's what she says.
Yeah, she said she doesn't fit in, but
well, she's a little shallow. She's only interested in makeup.
Yeah, makeup.
And how to put on makeup. She just wants to come here. She doesn't realize Roseville is not the makeup capital of the world.
But wrong place.
This was an interesting situation because they got the K-1 visa and it expires in 5 months, but then COVID hit. So once it expires, they have to start over again. I can't imagine they wouldn't extend it because of COVID, but maybe they don't.
Maybe they didn't. I mean, I don't know.
They have this idea, well, you fly to Mexico, we'll meet in Mexico and we'll come in from Mexico because we weren't accepting anybody from the UK.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the loophole that he researched.
Yeah.
So he's in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
She's supposed to fly through Mexico City.
Right.
And then she's detained in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we left off with that, where he doesn't know.
Also, here's my thought. Asshole, get on a flight and go to fucking Mexico City from Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Don't just stay in your resort. Like, go find her. Figure out what's going on. He's, quote, calling the authorities, which I call bullshit on that. Because all of a sudden he has two phones. He's recording himself and he has another phone to call.
Good point.
Yeah. I caught that. And then Tariq and Hazel.
Yeah.
Hazel looked completely different.
She's pretty,
but she didn't look anything like she used to. She was really scrawny the first time.
She's had a glow up. Now, I'm confused by this because I guess they've had a three-person relationship, a threesome before, and he was okay with it. He knows that she's coming here. They're going to get married, but he's open to her having a girlfriend as well.
I don't think he really is open to that.
You don't think so? I mean, I think that's part of the package deal.
He just wants her there.
And I didn't think his house was so dirty. I mean, she made a big deal
I will say that when they went in, I thought the kitchen was a little messy.
Well, the kitchen was messy.
Lots of stuff. And then the boxes and stuff everywhere for a guy.
And think about where she lived.
Well, that was weird.
What was your expectation if you...
Yeah.
I mean, it looked pretty good from where she comes from.
Well, that is strange. But it must be kind of dirty. I think even though she comes from poverty, it's clean. Like, they're very
clean.
Clean. I don't know. Well, there were rats running through the shower. I mean, so, yeah, I'm not quite sure. She was a little overwhelmed.
I mean, the house is way bigger than what, you know.
She's used to.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy. I don't know what her expectation was, but maybe he should have had somebody come in and do a deep clean before she got there.
Yeah, but he probably thought it was fine, knowing what her environment was.
Yeah, but you know, guys don't think like that.
They don't. They don't.
None of these guys, you know.
Like Natalie and Mike.
Mike, same thing. Now, that place.
No, I thought the kitchen seemed fine. The family room with, you know, the big old recliner with the old granny afghan. I think it just looks like a guy lives there.
It's some kind of a prefab.
Yeah. She was freezing. And then they have the little floor heater. You know, did you see her standing above? Like, oh my God, this is the warm part. That was
sad. Like, don't step on it. You might push it through.
I do remember growing up, we had the floor heaters and my dad would not let us put it over like, I don't know. I felt like it was 65. We were freezing all the time. And we would stand in our big nightgowns over that thing, like, just to get some heat. It was so cold all the time.
Yeah.
Heat was expensive.
Well, yeah, you had insulation. I don't think he has insulation. If it's that cold in the snow,
there must not be any insulation
in that.
Although she woke up in the morning pretty happy. But, you know.
But she's a pain in the ass,
A pain in the ass. But he knows the way she is about her eating, because when he went to go visit her all those times, she's very particular about exercise and what she puts in her body. For him to not have any healthy food, then he says, I was so busy, I didn't have time to prepare. You knew when she was coming.
Yeah.
You go to the fucking grocery store. Well, you're working that hard, you can't go to the grocery store?
Didn't he have 21 days or something that she was supposed to?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you ask, like, what would you like me to get you from the grocery store? Or take her to the grocery store.
Take her there.
With you.
And then her crying about not being able to go. I want to go to that natural wonder that's here. Well, it's a couple hours away. I got to work. I want to go now.
No, she's like a baby. That's so fucking irritating.
God, she's like stomping her foot, walking off now. Did you see the thing that came out about the one scene? She gets out of the car and she's like, I just need to be by myself. She walks away and she has boots on. And then they show him walking up and hugging her.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she has tennis shoes on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So they cut and paste
bad
this
editing.
Shit. Yep.
Hmm.
I just don't think they're a match.
No, but we know that he sends her home. We see that in the
coming attractions.
Well, we
see it, but does he actually send her home? That's my question.
I wouldn't be surprised. She's annoying.
She's super annoying. But Brandon and Julia. Now, this girl, I feel sorry for. She's young. She doesn't want to live on the farm. They expect her to fucking work on the farm.
It's another Colty and Mama Deb situation where that mom has him by the balls and he can't make a decision on his own.
I think he can, but he like owes them money or he's just trying to save money.
Well, he spent all of his money
traveling
visiting
and visiting her
in different places, which was poor planning on his part. Yeah. I mean, I know he wanted to see her and stuff, but get another job. I mean, does all he does is work? Oh, he's a bug guy.
Yeah. Right? He does that, and then he helps them on the farm.
Yeah.
But for them to expect her to help, that's bullshit. You know, without asking, they're like, okay, so tomorrow you're going to get up and feed these pigs that you're definitely afraid of.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, right when they got there, it looked like, anyway, they were showing her how to do all this farmhand type of work, and she's like, no, this is not for me? You know, and why am I having to do this?
They're very nice people and they're very welcoming. And she's a sweet girl, but she's like, you know, I grew up in an apartment building with tons of people around me and we're in the middle of nowhere and he's going to be off at work all day. I have this shitty little room with paint buckets and all this shit in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they couldn't clean that out.
They couldn't put that
out in the shed or the barn.
Well, his room was perfectly fine.
Well, yeah, but this was the guest room.
Her room was full of shit. It was like a storage room.
It was like a storage room. Move that shit out.
She looks around and she's like,
yeah, it has a bed. That's nice, but that's about it.
They didn't make it nice.
Dorinda would have made it nice. So we meet a new one, Stephanie, who's 52. Ooh.
Stephanie is wacko.
Okay,
so
she's one of these people, you look at her, she looks really young.
Kind of.
You know she's not.
Kind of.
You know she's not young because she has the neck.
She's got the neck. She's mm-hmm. got the lip filler.
She's got everything done because she owns one of those Medi spas.
Right.
So she's getting everything done.
So she met, she lives in Michigan and she met Ryan, who's 27. She's like 52, I think, in Belize. Mm-hmm. And she's going for a hula hoop championship?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That was weird.
She said there's a $100 prize. What?
I'm like, she seems to do well and she has a nice place. This guy doesn't seem that great.
Mm.
He's out all the time. And when she can't get a hold of him, she calls his mother. And she's older than his mother.
And that's weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah, that's really
interesting. He already has. Wait, does he have the K-1 visa? Oh, no, he's applying for it and he's supposed to go in for the interview, I think. But because of COVID, they can't.
Yeah.
She also goes to see him at least 2 to 3 times a year. And she hasn't been back in like 9 months because of COVID. And so this is all pretty happening like now.
Right.
This is almost present day.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. She's kind of a weird cat lady too. So she goes, she's got the psychic friend that comes over and the tarot reading didn't really go her way.
But then she admits that the thing that, you know, the tarot card reader was like, there's somebody hiding something. She's like, well, we kind of broke up and I ended up sleeping with his fucking cousin. Yeah. And he doesn't know it.
Oh,
he knows it. He knows. Also, the cousin's way better looking.
I know. The cousin's very good looking.
You think that cousin didn't tell him?
Of course he did.
Well, he did, but he'll tell him again for the TV show. We'll see him. We'll see all that come out
again. The big reveal.
The big reveal.
And she keeps apparently buying him watches and sending him watches.
Oh, yeah. She'll send him anything. She's paying for his life.
This poor lady.
Yeah. And then we see Zayed.
Yeah, Rebecca and Zayed.
Got approved.
Yeah, but now he's kind of like sad. He's got to leave his family. But we know he came to the U.S.
He's in the U.S. I feel bad for his parents. Like, you know, he's their only son.
It must have been timing because he made it from Tunisia to the U.S. Yeah. So it had to be before COVID.
Oh, it definitely was. This was so long ago, if you recall. We knew how long he had been here. We saw like pictures of him here.
Is he just still like, here? Do we know?
Just like Michael and Natalie.
Oh,
she was here so long ago.
Yeah, that's
we knew
true.
They were filming. We're like, oh, okay,
God,
something's going on.
This is so not very timely.
Some are dealing with corona and some it hasn't even started yet. So the way they film, this is all off.
I know. I'm just getting so tired. We saw it in Dallas. We see it in Orange County.
God. The Dallas starting out with it, I'm like,
the COVID.
Stop.
I'm just so over. Everything is revolving around COVID, which we're still in it, people.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do? I guess they don't film then.
I guess some people aren't in it, though, like we are. That's the difference. I mean, I see our friends in Australia. They're, like, living life. And we're like, what the fuck?
I thought Australia was bad. Maybe only certain areas.
I don't know. I don't think people are locking back down like we are.
I don't know. But I'm tired of it.
Tired. Well, it's a new year. Hopefully,
yeah, new year.
Know, new year, new us. I don't know about that.
Well, we'll see. One can hope. One can hope.
Thanks for sticking in there with us.
Yes, and again, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Rate us and review us if you would. That would be fantastic.
It would be amazing. You guys are doing so well. Thank you so much for following, giving us your 5-star reviews. You can always DM us. We've gotten so many fun messages from people. It's always fun to communicate with our listeners.
Yeah,
we love
it
that.
Is. And we're coming up almost on our 2-year anniversary.
We are. We got to think of something good.
January 14th, 21st?
Is
what
it? I think it's in the 20s.
Is it?
I have to
somewhere.
Check. We've done a lot of episodes.
We've done a lot. There's been a lot of shit going on in the last 2 years.
Oh my God. I can't believe we've been doing this 2 years.
I cannot either.
It's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
This little show that started out as nothing. Just us wanting to chat about our shit shows.
A hobby.
I know.
we're still enjoying it. Jeez, so hopefully you guys are too.
I know. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world.